Oasis Audio presents The Sleepy Hollow Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Sleepy Hollow. The Haunted Hollow gift shop, located on the first floor of a big yellow house with white shutters, was completely dark when Mrs. McGregor parked the car in front of it.
"I thought Mrs. Vanderhoff was expecting us," Jesse Alden said, peering out the car window.
"She is," said Mrs. McGregor, the Alden's housekeeper. "I'm not surprised the shop is dark, since it's closed at night, but the lights in the upstairs apartment should be on."
10-year-old Violet Alden rolled down the car window and leaned out.
"I think there's someone standing on the porch. It looks like a man in a cape, but he's standing very still."
Their dog, Watch, perched in Jesse's lap, began to growl. The youngest Alden, Benny, asked,
"Can I see?"
He stuck his head out and then jerked back in, bumping against Violet.
"Roll up the window, quick! The man doesn't have a head! It's there on the ground!"
His older brother, Henry, took a flashlight out of the glove compartment.
"It's probably some sort of Halloween decoration."
He's shown the light on the front of the shop.
"It's a scarecrow. He's headless, all right, but the thing on the ground is just a carved pumpkin."
Benny moved closer to Jesse.
"The town of Sleepy Hollow is already turning out to be spooky."
"There is something strange about that pumpkin head,"
Violet said.
"It's all white."
"Is it a ghost pumpkin?"
Benny asked.
"I've seen white pumpkins at farm stands,"
Jesse told him.
"Some people like them because they're unusual."